More and more people say, oh, I just can't talk with them anymore, about folks with different views of this crazy world. I'm lucky. Thanks to chance, curiosity, and my parents, life has been a course in openness. Started with my parents showing me early to look at the facts and consider differing views. He was a Brooklyn Jew. After Brooklyn College, he went south to Duke, then flew bombers in World War II with fellow Marine pilots. Neither Duke nor the Marines had a lot of Jewish atheists from New York. Mother was a WASP from far northern Maine, from a staunchly Republican family that went back to 1642 in America. After Wellesley College, she was live-in governess in Washington, D.C., to kids whose uncle was Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek, China's leader during World War II. Quite a new culture for her. My parents' marriage in 1945 shocked their families, not unlike a black-white marriage a quarter century later. Her parents liked him. He played bridge, was funny, and had a fine war record. But as to marriage, they stayed up all night talking before giving the couple their blessings. Jackie Robinson made the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1947. When my mother started a Cub Scout den for me, she naturally included WASPs, Jews, and blacks. Only decades later did I learn that other Cub Scout leaders in the county thoroughly disapproved. As a kid, I was a troublemaker. My parents sent me to a top prep school where I was surrounded by wealthy kids from extremely prominent families. After getting expelled, I attended a rough and ethnically divided school in Ossining, home of Sing Sing Prison. Kids thought me odd because I got on with everyone. Later, I was a civil rights worker, a local anti-war leader, ran a youth center in Harlem, drove a cab in the city, then ventured to New Mexico into a whole new culture. I was a newsman, then later a lawyer, with one of the oldest and stodgiest firms in San Francisco. I wandered off to Asia and lived there for 3.5 years. Later, I wandered through Peru and Mexico, worked on films with Kuwaiti friends in Kuwait. Everywhere, I was the stranger, trying to learn the customs and ideas everyone else took for granted. Life taught me not only to tolerate differences, but to seek, enjoy, and learn from them. Nothing about feeling superior or assuming my answers are right. So I talk with everyone and listen, and my life is richer for it. I'm glad our world has grown more inclusive and accepting, despite our recent regression toward tribalism and intolerance.